The Rabbeinu Tam quoted by the Ran in the back of Masechet Shabbos, and the Ran, the Daf Arif, argues that women are chayiv in both eating three sudos, shalosh sudos, gimel sudos on Shabbos, as well as lechem mishnah. And the argument that the Rabbeinu Tam has is because afein hayuboso anes. The Gemara Masechet in three places in Megillah, in Shabbos and Pesachim, talks about women who are, even though they're part of mitzvahs, they shas man grammar, they're chayiv in three separate mitzvahs, at least, one being Megillah, one being Neres Chanukah, and one being Dalet Kosos. And the reason is because of Afhenu Beos Oneis. It says, Yerubinatam, that's the exact same reason why they're chayiv in these Shabbos mitzvahs as well, of Gimel Sudas and Lechem Mishnah. The Ran there says, what are you talking about? Why do you have to run to Afhenu Beos Oneis? It's probably a good argument, but you don't have to go that far. There's a much more simple reason. It's a much more local reason. What's that? It's based upon a Gemara Maseches Brachos on Daf Kaf. The Gemara Maseches Brachos on Daf Kaf wants to know, how do I know that women are chayiv in Kiddush Hayom? They're supposed to say Kiddush on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "Kol sheishna mishmira yeshna bezchira." Who's ever chayiv in Shamar, who's ever chayiv in the low tases, whoever can't drive and can't do borer and marakid and etc., also is chayiv in Zachar, and therefore they're chayiv in Kiddush. Says the Ran, that's really the source. Sounds like a great argument. Shouldn't we link up all the low tasseis to all the assays and therefore make women chayv in all the assays, including Gimel Sudos, including Lechem Mishnah? So Rabbi Salvechik said, what's pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam? And he quoted Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Mishnayis of Shabbos, who klared a chakira, which Rabbi Salvechik thought was really goof for this machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran. Rabbi Kiva Eger there wants to know, when we say there's a connection from Shamar to Zachar, Shamar means the low tasseis, but what does Zachar mean? Maybe Zachar means all the assays, and therefore the idea is that there's an integration between all elements of Kedushas Shabbos. The low tasseis and the assays are linked, they're inseparable, they're indivisible. You cannot have someone who's chayiv in the low tasseis, but not the assays. If that be the case, the Ran makes all the sense in the world. The Shamar of a Zachar connection is Mechayiv women in Kiddush, what the Gemara says, but all sorts of other things as well. Gimel Sudos, Lechem Mishnah, etc. However, Bikivegra has a second possibility. Maybe Zachar means specifically Kiddush. After all, Shamar may mean Lota says, but the connection to the word Zachar doesn't mean necessarily all says. Zachar is Zachar, Zomash Abbas Kiddush. And therefore, Rabbi Salvechik argued, it could be the pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam, is that Zachar v'Shamar connection is all the Lota says to specifically Kiddush. If that be the case, you understand exactly why Rabbeinu Tam does not talk about Shamar v'Zachar and has to come up to some Shas-oriented halacha called Afhenu Beos Oneis. However, Rabbi Salvechik explained a little sharper. The Ran has a great svara. Makes a lot of sense to suggest that all of Shabbos has one kedusha. You cannot separate the assays from the low assays. According to Rabbeinu Tam, what's a svara? And he suggested, Rabbi Salvechik suggested, that maybe what gives the low tasseis meaning, what makes it a shvisa hanikaris, quoting the Lashon of the Rambam, what makes the shvisa noticeable, recognizable, is the fact that you say, this is a meaningful shvisa. I'm not just, I'm going to sleep and not doing malacha. I'm intentionally not doing malacha because it's Shabbos. What halachic declaration is there? The answer is Kiddush. Kiddush infuses the shvisa with meaning. Kiddush says that I'm not doing malacha now, that's a purposeful lack of malacha. Therefore, maybe specifically Kiddush, which is linked to all the low tasseis. Now be the svara for Rabbeinu Tam. Halacha l'maaseh, the standard practice is women should be eating Gimel Sudos as well as Lechem Mishnah. There is one day of Rav Shlomo Kluger who writes, maybe Afhein doesn't apply like the Ran holds, and maybe Shamar v'Zachar doesn't apply like Rabbeinu Tam holds, and therefore maybe women, you could be, you know, almost like Malamed Tzchus, and many women who don't eat Shalosh Shudas, you could say that they, you know, he disagrees with both explanations, theoretically. However, even if Shlomo Kluger is not such a fan of it, and more specifically, look at the Ran, it doesn't sound like he disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam for fundamental reasons, but rather there's a better answer out there. In any event, Shavua Tov to everyone.